hard to believe, but Michigan's kids have been out of school for a total of 4 weeks now. The school year is now officially over, and students are figuring out how to spend their time. They're frustrated, and they're not sure what's coming next. Students from Community High School in Ann Arbor called our hotline to talk about it.
I just wanted to call because I think the tides are changing a little bit in terms of, like, quarantine and how I'm feeling about it. It's like when they, like, you know how you can't wrap your mind around, like, the number a billion or whatever they say? It's like I can't wrap my mind around how long that feels.
I have no control. So why even feel anything about it at all?
I guess the hardest part of this whole coronavirus thing for me has definitely been being out of school because I use school so much as part of my identity.
I mean, it's fine. I don't really miss school. The past few days, I've had a fever, and my boyfriend has also had a fever, and I've had a sore throat, so I'm a little bit scared. I had to move into the guest room at my house. It's frustrating to see so many people still going out and, like, hanging out with people because the first deadline for the quarantine to end was supposed to be today. And because people kept going outside and, like, it just keeps getting worse, we're not back at school today, and people are still going outside.
It's like, well, why do you get to see your friends when I can't see my friends? Why do you get to see your boyfriend when I can't see my boyfriend? Like, you're just prolonging this for everyone else.
How am I coping with it? Lots and lots of walks, like way more than I thought I ever would be walking. Like, my situation at home is a little frustrating sometimes just because we don't all get along great. and I don't think that's super uncommon, but so being able to get out of the house and both get exercise and some clear headspace has been helpful to me. Yeah, okay. Bye-bye.
You know, a month ago, I never would have guessed that this would happen, so you never know what's going to happen in the future.
We just heard from students at Community High in Ann Arbor. This piece was produced by Michigan Radio's Rachel Ishikawa. Support for Michigan Radio comes from the Michigan Health Endowment Fund and the Children's Foundation.